The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott as we watch the sun come up.
Ooh, yeah.
7:05 and 32 seconds right now. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Great people down there. It's also Shelly and the gang. Good people.
Yeah, really good stuff. And, of course, you know, the New Year's is coming up, and a lot of people like to have, you know, smoke their cigars.
Out there on the New Year's Eve.
And good morning, Jared.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
You know, did you have a nice Christmas?
I did.
Good. I'm glad. You know what? We missed all of y'all while we were gone for one day.
Well, we did. And good morning, everybody, on the last Friday of the month.
Of the
year.
Year.
But, yeah, that's right, and the month. I mean for the year. So we have a wonderful
chock. Can you believe this year is gone?
Chock full morning.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry I interrupted you, but can you believe this year's gone? Weren't we just here?
No. It's been probably the longest year of my life, and that's the truth. It's been, wow, if you could take all of the amusement rides throughout the world and drink them in a shot glass, that's what it feels like inside my body.
Wow.
Do you like that? That's what it's been like. It's for emotional, you know, the fires, people surprisingly passing away, the highs, the lows, the whys are amazing. I feel blessed that we made it through this year, and I'm excited about the newness of 2019, which, you know, is going to segue so many times into our next segment. But first, let's talk about the weather. It's currently 38 degrees in the downtown studios today. What are you looking at?
Like, I saw Amy looking at her watch.
Well, she's on her press junket here with her pet of the week, and I love that. Anyway, let's talk about the weather quickly. It'll be sunny with our highs of 57 today. Partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 38. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with our highs near 59. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with our low of 39. Sunday, mostly sunny, 57. Monday, mostly sunny, 56. And New Year's Day, if you're going to be up there snowmobiling in the mountains or around here, 56 degrees. Actually, no rain in the forecast here. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And now,
for the record, I was not looking at my watch.
I know. I was
the
just
lighting
kidding.
In here is really awesome. These like recessed, almost kind of lighting, like these lights, and it made my wedding ring like shine all of a sudden. I looked down; it was so sparkly. And
that
I was
your
just,
husband.
You didn't realize.
I
it.
Was just staring at
your
how
husband
sparkly
was
my wedding ring was,
sending you kisses. It wasn't Dawn.
Yeah.
So, it was not. You
sorry.
Know, that's all right. No, that's cool.
Sorry, listeners. Yeah. You heard that. Wedding ring.
And so is this the first time you've actually been in our
right
studio,
there.
The new one?
No, this is the second.
Okay.
So, yeah. And it's really nice.
And one of the changes.
I still really like it.
This whole, the brain here that's next to me that's going, oh, will be in the other room.
Oh, well,
coming
that's nice.
Up soon. So that's all about a wiring thing. Well, welcome, and you have a pet of the week.
I do. She's being very quiet underneath the table right now. I have Kaya with me. Kaya is about 5 years old, and to be honest, I'm not really quite sure of her breed. We have her listed as a pit bull, but she's got kind of a longer face, and she's got these really, like, strange stature in the front where her legs are kind of far apart.
She isn't. She's a...
There's a lot of mix
I saw,
in there.
You know, when I was looking at it, it was really mixed. You throw pity in there. You could do that, but with the coloring and all that, I don't know. There could be a hound in her.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
got
thinking.
The longer face and the ears, yeah. So Kaya is really sweet. She's been through our CGC program, which is Canine Good Citizen. So she's learned how to walk really well on a leash. She's learned her basic commands. She's just an easy dog. She's very calm and sweet. She's totally out of that puppy phase. She's, you know, kind of more in the midlife mature age of dogs. So she's probably not going to chew your shoes or do anything crazy like that. She'd make a really loyal companion, and I like to say she's got like a 1,000-yard stare. She just stares at you, and I've never seen a dog that does doing it just to stare at you.
She and Ken are staring at each other.
Yeah,
they've been staring at each other for 10 minutes.
She stares at you.
Ken Murray is with us today, too. And Ken, what do you think, Ken? Is she staring at you?
No, she's licking my knee.
Well, there you go.
This could be the beginning. I predict something for 2019
right now. What happens in the studio stays in the studio.
That's right. You know, we could have lived a little bit longer without that one. You know, Ken's the only guy I know that wears shorts. You know,
in December.
December, and he's liking this.
Well, let's get back, because we do know that you just have a quick moment where you go from
spot to spot.
From spot to spot.
Station to station.
From station to station.
Media company to media.
Everybody just loves you coming in.
I bring my presents.
Right.
Your presents. I tell you.
I'm full of them today.
You are.
So what's happening?
Kaya is only $25 if you bring in a new unwrapped toy. So we're still doing that. It's 4 stuff the bus, but the bus has clearly already been stuffed. But we just decided to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep going through the end of the year. So through the end of the year, dogs are $25 with an unwrapped children's toy, a new unwrapped children's toy. And cats are $10, so you can take home a best friend for, you know.
This is a good-looking dog.
A good deal. Yeah,
this is a good dog
that can
probably
trot
alongside
you.
Yeah, she could probably trot alongside you on the river trail, go for walks with you, but she's a little bit older.
So she's not going to require a ton of exercise, so she's a good age.
Is she for just her in the family?
She is kind of picky about dog friends, but at the same time, she's lived with them for years at a time, and then, they'll be like, oh, they all of a sudden stop getting along. So I think it's more of like a people, not figuring out what's happening, more than like her not liking other dogs. Because how do you live with another dog for 2 years and then one day they're just like, oh, hey, I'm bringing her back. She doesn't like my dog. Two years seems like a long time to figure out that she doesn't get along.
That could also be somebody using an excuse.
Yeah, and it does happen. So we don't put a lot of stock into why dogs come back. We kind of evaluate from there and go forward. But
very quiet.
Yeah.
She's laying there. I see the way she stares at people.
So
she wants to know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, can she do something for you?
Yeah, she's very loyal.
Besides, like, Ken
Murray's knee, yeah. So we're also about to celebrate.
I swear, they're both staring at each other. It's been like that
the whole
time.
So this is what happens with dogdom.
Yeah.
With dogdom.
Well, Ken is obviously bonding with
her. She loves me.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, you can take her home for $25.
Yeah. And then make sure when you come into Haven, you can purchase your tickets for Zumba Bash, because it's coming up on the 5th of January.
Ooh.
So you can work off all that Christmas ham you ate.
Yep.
Ooh.
And all the New Year's Eve drinks that you're
Tell
gonna...
us about the Zumba Bash. Where is it? When is it?
It's January 5th. Wynn River Event Center.
Uh-huh.
January 5th. You can purchase tickets at Haven Humane or at Anderson Family Fitness. It starts at 6 p.m. It's always fun blast. It's always fun.
I mean, are you like doing Zumba?
Yeah, they have instructors up on the stage, and then like you kind of just go with what they're doing. And I mean, you can just dance, too, because that's what I just do. I don't really follow. But no one really follows all the way.
For like an hour or what?
It's like a couple hours, but there's, you know, drinks and there's booths as well. Like, you know, just different kind of.
How fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like a.
I mean, it is predominantly female usually, but like last year we had a couple guys that had a blast.
Because they knew exactly where to be.
Do you think Mark's listening right now?
Probably. I don't know. Well, probably. He doesn't love me anymore.
It's because, you know, he was wearing, you know, he was on the stage, I understand. Wearing neon.
Short shorts and a crop top.
Crop top, but they were neon.
See,
neon,
everybody has like an inner Shiva.
Inner Zumba guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a stern guy, but he's inside. He's a Zumba guy.
No, but don't you think every person has an inner queen?
Oh, yeah. Yes, queen.
Inside queen. Yeah. I'm telling you. Boy, everybody, every sex.
Yep.
Everybody's got a little diva in them. Okay, so thank you very much.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Our pet of the week with Amy, and you know what? Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
Happy
so much.
New
it's
Year.
Lovely
thank
to see you on Friday. You make us happy.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you for so much you all do for our community.
Oh, you contribute to our happiness. How's that?
Thank you.
Happy
Nobody
New
can
Year.
Make you happy.
Be careful out there.
Thank
okay,
you.
And Ken's going to adopt. What's your name? What's the little puppy's
the
name?
The knee licker.
Kaya. Kaya. Yes, I can see
Kaya
them
the knee licker. It sounds
fact,
very warrior-like.
In fact, she says, I'm not even going to leave because
she's a goddess.
I have found a knee that I love.
Yeah. Kaya the knee licker. The only thing she can be, you know, and it sounds like out of the Wonder Woman squad.
Time to take a break.
Anything
time to take
like,
a break.
Okay.
It's Friday at 7:14 in the morning and 38 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Lions Heating and Air. Been in the business for over 25 years. Been voted best in the North State. They can handle it all. You know, these are people that their company is one that cares about their customers. They show up on time. They do what they're supposed to do. They're professional. They don't leave messes. They, you know, they interact with you, and you can ask them questions.
They wear booties.
They wear booties when they come in and all those things. But they're just, you know what? They're just one good company.
Alliance Heating and Air.
You can call them at 221-2642 or look at their website, homecomfort.org. But they just will get the job done. They're local. They're veteran. It's a veteran-owned business. Stay local. Buy local. But if you want to pick a local one, you want it to be a good one.
A husband and wife team that have been forever, and they're still going strong and haven't killed each other.
Well, and they're working together.
Working hard.
Sometimes that's harder than other times. Anyway. Alliance Heating and Air is not. I don't know where you got into that. Well, yeah, I do, kind of. But Alliance Heating and Air. All right. Start off your new year with having them come over and take a look at that heating system, make sure it works.
I will see you on the other side. Stay with us. Ken Murray's in the house. KCNR 1460.
715.
Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricar is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricar upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricar Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricar's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We are offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152. Or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
If we make it through December.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Veterans get discounts there, and it's the only place I would go in this town to buy a firearm is Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Again, 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday. We're here with Ken Murray. Good morning, Ken.
How many firearms do you have?
Never tell.
Would never tell you that.
Oh, really?
No, never tell.
Secret? That's a secret.
No, just it's like somebody saying, "How much do you make?"
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Oh, it's personal.
Yeah. It's like, how big is your ranch?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
How many girlfriends you have? Those kind of things.
No, I mean,
none.
You know, I'm speaking for Carl.
First.
I don't know because I've not been around. Maybe in the last 30 years I was around firearms. My dad had firearms too. So, but they were always put away and it wasn't a way of life for him. But I think for those who love to shoot and those who have been through the last 5 or 6 years with a lot of, just as an onlooker, mm-hmm. those have been through law, the laws changing. I think one would tend to say, you're not coming after my guns and we'll go hide them someplace. You know, nobody needs to know because it feels like the government and society wants to get in and tell you how to live and what to do. So it's kind of a little unnerving, you know, it's like somebody's in your pockets.
Really?
Not that you intended that. I know it wasn't intentional. It was just like dinner conversation.
I don't care what he ate for dinner. I just want to know about his guns.
I have a sufficient number.
You were ranting at the break. It was like, okay, don't give it away. Go on. Get it out.
Well, it's true. You know
it's
what?
Bubbling
you know,
out of
having
your mouth.
Been in the military and been deployed many, many times and many of those times in combat, when I see what the media has done to Trump and to the military, over Trump's visit to, on Christmas, or the day after Christmas, to Iraq. I'm just enraged. I'm just enraged about it because this is how low our media has sunk. And we're talking NBC, you know, CNN has always been, the Clinton News Network. I mean, CNN. And it's so you kind of don't expect anything more from them. But NBC, which is kind of purports itself to be a purveyor of the truth, of course, is a liar. And they said he didn't go. And then when they find out he did go, they don't take the story down. They make a little thing says, well, when we wrote this, he hadn't gone. Well, does that mean if you find a cure for cancer, you say the cure for cancer will never happen because it hadn't happened then? NBC, it was so bad, NBC finally, after all other news agencies or other news agencies went after him, they finally took down the story and said, okay, we were wrong. We printed stuff that wasn't true. Oh, you could call that false news, huh? Anyway, but here's the thing is, they go after Trump because he did go. He did go see the troops, and then they go after the troops, and this is the lowest of the low, Mr. Lemon, and all you scum-sucking pigs from CNN, is they started going after the troops because the troops, here's the president, here's our commander-in-chief, they had him, he was signing things, signing autographs. Someone brought out these, Make America Great
the MAGA.
Hats. He's signing that, and they say, well, this obviously, they could be in trouble because, this is, they're politicking. And they can't do that. I mean, these are from people who have never served a day in their life, who sit back on their fat asses and are protected by these men and women on the wall. And they have the audacity to be saying stuff like this because of their hatred. Do you know why people don't trust the news organizations anymore? This is exactly why. And it wasn't just them. Wall Street Journal puts out an editorial attacking the Washington Post, saying, you know, enough is enough, you guys. You know what? No wonder the people don't listen to us. They don't believe the papers. They think that they hold the news, the media, in the lowest level. I think the only one lower than them is Congress, if that's possible. And that's how I feel about
Why does it surprise you?
Because it surprises me that they reach new lows, I guess. I always say, I don't think they get any lower than this. But this time, when they go after the troops that are in a combat zone.
That really upsets you.
That really upsets me. Because how dare they? These are the people that have never once had their lives threatened, never once had to do something where the next step you take could be your last. And you know that. You know that. And they advance into the jaws of danger.
And yet you're surprised what ignorant, stupid people do?
To the level that they get to, the hatred they have for not only the president, but obviously for our military. And they see, here's the thing is, they are so ignorant. They are such an ignorant group. I didn't say uneducated, but they are so ignorant. They have no idea they are doing this, probably, except, here's another way to get them. Here's another way. And we have reached a point where you can say anything, and there are no repercussions. None. There's no repercussions for what this guy says. They're just going to go, okay, so what? What are you going to do? The news organizations obviously are not
held accountable.
They're not holding their people accountable.
And what
You've
is that? You've
got to do something so egregious.
But the question is, what is accountable?
There is none. There is no accountability anymore when it comes to Trump. When it comes to Trump or his wife, they attacked his wife for wearing Timberland boots. Can you believe that? The front page. Timberland. Oh, look at that. She's wearing Timberland boots.
I guess it makes me think of things like, what are they graduating out of J school?
I don't know.
You know, what happened to journalism?
Well, you know what? It's funny you should ask that, because we had a journalism student on one time who had written an article about snowflakes. Mm-hmm. And he was going to one of the big schools back east. And he said, and when we talked to him, and we talked to a woman from that was going to the school, student going through the school, they were being taught that it's okay to put your opinions in the news. You know,
really?
to get that background. And I'm like, wait a minute. Then what happened to the when, where, what? You know, but then we put why. When, what, where, you know, all that. But now it's a why. Why do we think this happened?
Well, I'm interested in when, where, what, and why, but I'm not particularly interested in a reporter's opinion.
Mm-mm. Right.
If I want an opinion, I'll go look on the editorial page. But
right.
The fact of the matter is, today, opinions are all over the alleged news articles.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand what happened to journalism standards.
Which are the facts.
Yeah, just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, just like Jack Webb on Dragnet. Just facts, ma'am. That's
all
we're
looking
for.
We don't need the color over here.
Yeah, I know
I have a tendency to color, too. But I think that's because it's become entertainment TV. It's entertainment. It's not necessarily the news. Where does one go for the news?
Does that mean there's entertainment newspapers and there are entertainment magazines? And
yes. Yes.
Where's
yes.
the news?
That's
Where
exactly.
is the news?
I mean, the old...
Yes.
I mean, and there have been... This is nothing particularly new, although it's... As I agree, it's gotten much more egregious. I mean, in the olden days, the only place you could get unbiased news was the Christian Science Monitor. I'm not even sure that's true anymore.
You know,
my brother said the same thing, and he's Mr. Reading the World,
and,
you know.
And it's gotten so that, you know, I don't watch any of the news channels anymore because, frankly, I go through like four or five different sources. And I look at it, same story, totally different. Or they totally ignore the story. Just totally ignore it. Oh, no, that can't be. No, we're just not going to talk about it. If it's favorable for Trump, you're not going to see it in many, many locations. If it is something he's done that is positive, it's not going to say that. And I'm not saying Trump is perfect or even close to being perfect or he's done every right thing. But if a news organization did two things. One, they pointed out the things he did right and the good ramifications it has for our society and for our country. And then they point out the things he's done wrong. And it was balance like that without their nuances of, oh, these troops are getting their, oh, they had their, they brought a Make America Great hats out. What are they doing, even doing with them? That's got to be against politics because they're in uniform. Well, what do you think they're going to wear over there, you idiot? You know, that's the part, is have we gotten away from that totally, Ken?
What was it, Jack Kerouac? Who said the medium is the message?
Yeah. Well, that's true.
And that was what, in the 70s or 60s?
60s or 70s, yeah. So well, it's become the media is now...
the message.
Yeah.
Right. It has nothing to do with...
Yeah,
like, what facts the truth, with right? How you feel is what
it
counts.
It has nothing to do with truth, with just presenting what happens. I mean, anyway, we have another guest here besides Ken, who is... And this is what Ken and Linda and I are going to do at 8 o'clock. We're going to make predictions. We're going to make predictions about 2019. He's got 163 predictions. I have 12. I have 12. I might have more by that time.
I'm
going to be writing like crazy.
I'll be watching and listening.
7:30 in the morning.
And coming
even
up,
referee.
Right. No, it'll be fun. You know, and Ken's got three, you know, like legal pad pages full of handwriting.
And
I love it. So he's put a lot of thought into this. Coming up, after the break, we're going to have information on what's new with One Safe Place.
Yeah.
And probably recapping some of the 2018, what's going to be happening in 2019. And before we do that, let's give some love to one of our sponsors.
SST Oil. You know what? We'd like to give a lot of love to them, to Bill and Dana and all the people down at SST Oil. They are just really, really fine people, and the company they have, it's in their 51st year right here in Redding. It's a large employer. They are the ones that keep the fuel going during these fires. They provide kerosene and heat for so many people in the North State area. And you know what? They're an employee-owned company.
Yeah, that's really cool.
You know, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And if you work for them, you don't have to worry about your retirement. They take care of that. And if you want more information, you got to give them a call at 241-1167. You want those heaters repaired. You want that kerosene to make sure it's up. It's 30 degrees outside, my friends. You know, is that kerosene heater and that water heater working the way it should? Well, why don't you give them a call? Again, 241-1167, SST Oil. Good, good people. And we want to wish them really a happy new year. So we'll be right back with One Safe Place right after these messages. It is 7:32 in the morning here on the last Friday of the year, December the 28th.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. As the year winds down, let's go out in style. Cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Cadillac XT4 Luxury Edition crossover from Taylor Motors. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Weekly drawings on Mondays at 8 p.m. give you the chance to win $125 in slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new 2019 Cadillac XT4. Cadillac, confidence by design. We have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long increase your chances. Head down to Wind River and play our Riding in Style promotion, where you could win a Cadillac XT4. Final drawing Monday, December 31st at 8 p.m. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros of Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this last Friday of the year, not only the month, but the end of 2018. And well, if you tune in and go ahead and stay right where you are at 8 o'clock, because Ken Murray and Carl have lists and lists of predictions of what they think will happen in 2019. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. But let's start.
I'm confident his are all wrong. I'm confident that my predictions are never wrong. Yeah. Okay, there was one.
Oh, yes.
I thought that you were going to be reelected. Okay. That but that was years ago. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know what? Voted, it's not voted because you don't vote, but it was selected as one of the top 50 cardiac surgery units in the United States out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hospitals. It was in the top 50 of the United States in a Wall Street Journal survey that they took of all these hospitals. It was in the top 50 when it comes to cardiac. They've also been a certified chest pain center, a certified primary stroke center there. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. So
let's segue into compassion and the epitome of what a community and compassion and a safe place for any person to go to in a moment of trauma, and that's One Safe Place. And with us this morning, we have two very special guests.
Kathleen Kelly and Travis Heidi. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
You know what? And Kathleen, you've been here like three times, so I should – three or four times?
Twice.
I knew it was something like that.
We just saw
her
in a couple
events. Well,
then
I don't feel because I've only seen you twice in 2 months then.
Something like that.
We
saw
her at a couple events,
and one of which
was the One Safe Place that we love so much.
One.
That was the
a great event.
Thank you.
It was a soiree.
Oh my gosh, that was great.
Speakeasy soiree night.
Wasn't it a blast?
And people really liked that and want to come back. These are people who attend a lot of events in our town or city, and they said they really love the feeling of this one. It was. There was a feel again. It just was a feeling of being unlike the other, and they enjoyed bidding. And there was just something about it that was different. Maybe
there was definitely this energy that people brought.
Right, a lot
of fun. Costumery.
Yes,
the camaraderie.
Yeah.
The blast.
It was, and it was your launch. You launched it.
This
it was
the
your
first
baby.
Time.
It was your baby, and I congratulations on a successful event.
Thank you.
So
again,
that's a fundraiser for One Safe Place.
And speaking of events, you've got another fundraiser that's rolling in.
Yes, the Crab Feed taking place February 2nd, the day before the Super Bowl at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It is one of the largest parties in the North State, if not the largest party,
All proceeds benefit programs and services provided by One Safe Place.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are official crabettes. We have hats.
We have
hats. We bring our own butter dishes. I mean, we're serious about it, and in a great way. So we will be attending this year. We love
wonderful,
it.
First crab feed I ever went to was the One Safe Place crab feed.
Really?
I'd gotten back from Iraq, and it had been, you know, several months. But Linda says, "Hey, we're going to this crab feed." Why? I like crab. And we went to the crab feed, and I have to admit that when I walked out, I was slightly embarrassed.
Because you had crab in your shirt,
I had
in
crab
your
pants,
in
my shirt, I had butter,
on your
butter,
shoes,
butter all over my face,
in
I
your
had,
teeth, I in had, your hair. He didn't
it
care.
It was like I think I'd wiped out a whole crab
line. Don't care.
A whole crab line was gone, yeah, and I felt I went, wow, that was a lot of crab, and it was great. And then I don't think I've ever reached that point since then.
Yeah, take them home
like
and put them in the shower.
Trophies for sure.
I'm sorry, what?
Sounds like you walked out with a couple of trophies for sure.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You know what? If it had been, I think I would have been right there and there. And it was like, you pick it out and you make a pile of it. And then Lynn would reach in and take some.
But it's the biggest fundraiser for One Safe Place. It's
a
wonderful
time.
Night. And just such generous donations for the silent auction and the live auction. We always leave with something, and then we get home, and the next day we wake up, and we bought what? I know we're not alone. Anybody listening is spending these, you know, you are in a moment of, oh, yeah, okay, we are now part of a party of 10 that's going to go, you know, well digging somewhere off in the Sierra,
we're in the
gold
Sierra.
Panning or something.
We're digging a well someplace in Mongolia, it only costs us $1,500 a piece.
And you too can have this experience.
I'm not sure how this. We've walked out with fountains before that were so ugly. That we refused to have them delivered to the house.
Oh, wow. Exchanged that?
We've had to exchange
it. We were able to do it, though.
Anyway.
Let's, on a serious note, let's discuss that, you know, this month there are some staggering statistics. Will you share what this month represents?
Yes. We're actually going to be talking about January.
January is
Stalking Awareness Month. And so I have a couple of statistics, just kind of some general information. If you don't know about these, just little eye openers. So 6.6 million people are stalked in 1 year in the United States. And of that 6.6 million, 1 in 6 women and 1 in 19 men have experienced stalking, victimization at some point during their lifetime.
We had a host of one of our shows that was just on yesterday that because of the show, she felt like she had acquired a stalker.
Mm-hmm. And that's S-T-A-U-L-K. And Ken, you've been stalked? Okay.
S-T-A.
It's stalking. You know, I mean, we're thinking we've been in stalking mode, you know, with Christmas.
Oh, stalking.
But this is stalking.
Oh, not the stalking mode. This is
stalking.
Stalking.
Yes.
S-T-A-L-K.
Yeah,
got it. All right.
And so Ken's even said, and, you know, what happens, I think, it could happen to anybody. It just depends. You could be working in a store or a clerk or a server or something, a neighbor. You just have no idea. It doesn't, you know, celebrities or somebody who happens to be in the eye becomes a little bit more, you're publicly aware, you get attention for that. But, you know, I'm sure with your statistics that you're talking about, that's anybody.
Right. And actually what has been found is that 66% of female victims and 41% of male victims actually are stalked by a current or former partner. So it's somebody that they know. So it's actually very scary to think about. It's somebody that you know in your life that is actually stalking you. And stalking is kind of defined with the legal definition of stalking can vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. But a good working definition of it is a course of conduct directed at a specific person that would cause a reasonable person to feel fear. And kind of expanding more upon that is it's more of a pattern. It's these repeated offenses against a person. So, like getting presents, like if you're getting a card on your car and you don't know who it's from, and there's a pattern of this happening over and over again.
And I'm not defending stalkers at all, okay? Mm-hmm. Because they've taken it to the next step.
Right.
People leaving a card on your car because they like you is one thing, you know, and it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody doing it but it's bothersome, and it's now starting to get scary because now you have that card every day. or other things are being done like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and from what I understand, a lot of times, not in every case,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of times the stalkers don't realize what they've done.
Right.
Is that true?
There's some truth to that.
They just think that they're being nice.
Right. There's some truth to that. But more often than not, it's somebody who's trying to gain control over somebody.
Oh, yeah, it's a control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are there classes? And the reason I'm saying this is, and I'll give you a quick. We got to take a break here.
Take a break.
I was having my nails done at one time, and there was a gentleman. I just recently became single, and there was a gentleman who came in that was in this mall area I was in, and the gal would just say he'd like to pay for your nails. Now I'd seen him a couple times. We talked. Been in the store. And I was flattered, but then I thought, ooh, that's kind of owing somebody something. So do you teach, where do we learn, like, if you accept certain things and you allow that kind of attention, like, oh, that card was so nice, and somebody goes, oh, okay, well, you reciprocated.
I think what we're saying is, and it'll be on the other side of the break, is a lot of times people don't know that when it starts, mm-hmm. that where this is going. Is there a place that they can learn? Maybe there's some places where there's some information about this that kind of give them indicators
right.
like that. So we'll talk about that on the other side. But speaking of insurance on things that are good, it's Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance. His primary focus is on life, home, business, and auto insurance. They have over 50 years in his office of experience, and Jeff is available 24/7 because they know life doesn't always happen Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agents. They support many of the youth and veteran organizations, and they care about our community. Good people down there. Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent. We'll be right back after these messages with Travis Heide and Kathleen Kelly of One Safe Place.
If I could stay tied in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all. From home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka.
There are stars.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460, 7:50 in the morning. And it's 39 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane here on the last Friday of the year of 2018.
And Jared, thanks
for
that.
Oh, my gosh, Jared. Yep. You know what? I like that, too. I don't know where I got into something about bringing it down.
No, I like it. A little music underneath it. It's like riding in on a wave.
We're here with Kathleen Kelly and Travis Heidi from One Safe Place. We've talked about the big crab feed that's going to be on like
February 2nd.
Mm-hmm. February 2nd.
Tickets are going to go fast.
Yes.
Tickets, they sell out.
Buy them now.
Yes. I mean, really.
www.ospshasta.org.
And how much are they?
$50 a person, $600 for a table of eight, and that includes wine, crab crackers, butter warmers.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mean you don't have to bring all that?
No, right? No. If you buy a corporate table, or you do it for your staff will be so happy. Your family will be so happy.
The money there goes right back into One Safe Place.
Absolutely.
And this is one of your major fundraisers, yes, which helps you to keep the doors open.
Absolutely. To continue helping families in our community who are struggling with violence in the homes, men, women, and children.
And we have, Shasta County, and it could be for a variety of reasons. I think it's because we have such a robust, aggressive program of identifying domestic violence.
Yeah.
We have high numbers here. I think there's other counties that are just as bad, if not worse, but they don't have an outlet for reporting. And when you start reporting it, because there's something that can be done,
right,
which is what One Safe Place is. And then mm-hmm. our whole society around here, our whole law enforcement echelons are also aware of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we have a great partnership with law enforcement here in Shasta County, and that has helped tremendously.
How many people do you all help a year, would you say?
I would say we help about almost 9,000 people a year.
9,000
in total.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's men or women, my friends, and because
a lot of children as well.
Children on this.
Yes.
And you can take pets in there now, and you've been able to do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Let's go back into the stalking.
With Travis.
The stalking. It's Stalking Awareness Month in January, and you talked about statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And so, how does one learn more of the patterns of and what to look for and how it makes you feel and how to teach the language, or maybe we'd go into an outreach program with mm-hmm. Kids and talk about that, we learn about bullying, but now the next thing would be stalking.
Right. And we do have presentations on this that we can talk about with people, just talking about the different little tips on what you can do to stay safe or things to look for. The real key with stalking is it's patterns that make you feel a reasonable fear from somebody. And with that, it's trying to find my words here. There's a few things that you can do to keep yourself safe.
Should you ever confront a stalker?
Never. You should never confront your stalker. That's probably probably one of the worst things that you can do because it is then acknowledging the behavior. And so even if it's negative attention, it's still attention that person is seeking.
Okay.
So you can't, the guy comes up to the woman and says, well, here she goes, look.
That's a woman goes to a man.
Or, you know, either one. Mm-hmm. No, you know what? This isn't. Just stay away from me. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't do that.
Well, you can. Yeah. You should be able to express boundaries. But if somebody's following you, if they haven't, like, made that contact, and then you go out of your way to kind of
get
to them.
Okay, I see. When you become the right. initiator, if they've initiated, it's okay if you then set your boundaries. But you should not become the initiator because they can just deny it at that point.
Right, absolutely. Okay. And it's always smart.
And now you're the crazy one.
Right. Then it's always smart to get, like, a emergency protective order, work on a restraining order against this person. Because, like we said, we have those statistics of 66% for women and 41% for men that are stalked by an intimate partner.
Yeah.
What was the name of the movie that I think changed?
Whoa, that changed the lifestyles of so many men.
So many men have just gone out
basic
there.
Basic Instinct. No.
I wanted to say Basic Instinct.
It's the one with Michael Douglas and
what was that called?
Michael Douglas and Glenn Close. When she did
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction. Mm. Did you two ever see that movie?
Yeah.
That was well before your time, but that was the ultimate of stalking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it carried out to the very end. Not like that in real life. And a lot of times in real life, it's this continuous presence.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been stalked?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been stalked?
I have not.
Okay. No, I'm just asking because Ken has been stalked.
Mm-hmm.
And we know somebody else that we know well has been stalked. And
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking back on my, you know, just what it is. Oh, you may have a fan, you know, in show business. You have fans. And I don't know. I guess there could be fans that are more fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a fine line, too. I'm not really sure. You know, I guess you don't want the fan to crawl over your fence and come to your front door. That would freak me out. But, mm-hmm. I've had fans.
I've been stalked many, many times.
Have you?
Sometimes they would leave IEDs. Sometimes they would be shooting from a different coming across the way.
All right.
Sometimes they would try to drive a car filled with explosives. But
we have 4 minutes left. What do we need to hone in on this last Friday of the year with One Safe Place?
So, come to the crab feed.
Come to the crab feed. We do have another event that we're going to be attending in January. January 19th is the annual Women's March, and so we will be attending that as well.
Okay.
Where is that?
It's going to be over at City Hall.
Okay. That's our local Women's March.
Correct.
Okay. As opposed to one in the big
Washington. No, this one's
And what are we marching for? What are you all marching for?
Oh, just for women's rights and for equality and all that. We're going to have a booth out there, so everybody's welcome to come up and talk to us. I will definitely be there.
And again, give me the visual of where this is again.
It's going to be over at City Hall.
Is it going to be from City Hall to where? Start at City Hall?
I'm not sure where they're marching to.
That's where we start. Yeah.
Well, you got to make sure you give us a call before that. You can always slide through here for 15 minutes, and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be there.
Absolutely.
You know, the uniform, what kind of signs we can carry.
Yeah. Are we wearing pink beanies?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was last year.
I can have my sign that takes two of us to carry. It's Make America Great Again.
Yeah,
can I carry that one?
With pink beanie.
If she's wearing a pink beanie, can I wear that one?
If you're feeling brave enough, sure.
Hey, I've had professional stalkers there.
You know, I'm sure.
Hey, we really appreciate everything that you do. And again, we want to talk, share with our listeners. Really, the crab feed is the biggest. And
it's great.
And you're branching out with other fundraisers. But in the media, you know, we think of, okay, what's happening next? Okay, it's the crab feed. Get your tickets now. $50 each, $600 for a table, $4, $8. With everything there.
Sponsorships are available as well.
Wonderful.
Last year, One Safe Place helped almost 9,000 people in our community, and that is just fantastic. We so much admire what you all do. And Travis, next month, everybody needs to be aware that it's Stalking Awareness Month in January, and there's a reason that we have to have this month. It's to let people know that stalking is a problem. And it's probably at all ages, too. I could probably start at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
And today, it used to be have to be little notes. Now they can cyber stalk you.
Mm.
Right.
We haven't even talked about that.
Right. And there is a difference between a lot of people try to use, or they say, I Facebook stalked this person. It's not necessarily stalking. If you're just like looking at somebody's Facebook profile for a quick minute, that's not stalking. It's that pattern of
Okay.
Keep on going.
Next month is mm-hmm. talking month. Maybe we'll get you in earlier
like
in the month.
I'd like to talk more about that.
And I would like to talk more about it because, you know, some people think that they're just, some people don't realize how their actions can affect another person mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. not realizing that. And this is something that we probably need to talk about so that people are going to go, oh, okay, well, this is happening to me.
Right.
And maybe I should be aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much, One Safe Place, for being with us.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for having me, Kelly, and Travis, Heidi, and Happy New Year.
See you in 2019.
And after the news, we got Ken Murray, and we're going to be doing predictions. This is going to be fun.
And you're listening to KCNR 1460 at 7:59 in the morning. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump standing tough in his demands for tighter border security, and he's turning up the heat on Democrats.
With Democrats refusing to budge on his demand that they fund a southern border wall, the president says he'll be forced to close the border entirely if there's no deal. He tweets, "We build a wall or close the southern border." The impasse over funding a wall has led to a nearly week-long partial shutdown. There's no resolution in sight, and it increasingly appears the shutdown will be handed off to a divided government next week, with Democrats poised to take over the House. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As the manhunt goes on for a cop killer in California, authorities say the suspect is in the U.S. illegally. The search intensifies for the man who police say shot the officer during a traffic stop this week in Newman, California. As the plains in the upper Midwest deal with blizzard conditions from a winter storm that's now moving east, parts of the South are seeing extremely heavy rain. Southeast Mississippi, among the hardest hit areas.
Some of the roads have been closed. Some of the bridges we've heard have been washed out and water is in people's homes.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Edmonston, a storm that dumped up to 12 inches of rain in Louisiana and Mississippi, now moving into Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and western North Carolina. In fact, it's raining across a wide part of the east with flood watches up from Louisiana north to New Jersey. Pending home sales slowed last month. Fewer Americans signing contracts to buy houses, rising mortgage rates and home prices, putting the squeeze on would-be buyers. From New York to California, many CenturyLink customers lost Internet yesterday amid a lengthy outage and affected even some Verizon customers, one FCC commissioner saying that her agency needs to investigate the outage. Wall Street, the Dow down 73 points. The S&P is off 6. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
NATO's senior military commander in Europe says that relations between Russia and the West may be at an all-time low.
General Scaparotti said that Russian aggression was a problem for the alliance, both, as he put it, in terms of its malign influence below the level of conflict, as well as aggressive acts, like the recent incident in the Kerch Strait, when Russian vessels fired upon and seized three Ukrainian boats. NATO, he said, was there to prevent conflict, and he hoped that by being strong, the alliance could do just that. Asked about the future of U.S. forces in Afghanistan in the light of reports that President Trump is planning to cut troop numbers there by half, he insisted that the goal remained to prevent the country becoming a safe haven for terrorists.
The BBC's Jonathan Marcus. The Spanish aid boat carrying over 300 migrants rescued at sea has arrived in Spain, ending a week-long journey across the western Mediterranean. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, your laundry detergent may soon be easier to carry.
Soapmakers Tide and 7th Generation have introduced redesigned packaging that's several pounds lighter than traditional bottles by cutting down on plastic and using less water in their formulas. They're making the changes to please Amazon and other online stores. Lighter packaging means those retailers will pay less to ship the detergent to shoppers' doorsteps, making each sale more profitable. For consumers, the new packaging has been designed to better survive shipping without leaking. The challenge, however, is getting online shoppers to buy detergent that looks nothing like the heavy bottles they're used to. Keith Peters reporting.
New Mexico authorities say an autopsy performed on the 8-year-old Guatemalan boy who died in U.S. custody shows that he had the flu. The New Mexico Office of the Medical Investigator says more tests need to be done before a cause of death can be determined for Felipe Gomez Alonso. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460 on this last Friday of the year 2018, December the 28th. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 and 34 seconds, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great, great, great people there.
Good morning, everybody, and it's currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios right outside here on Market Street. We hope you're having a great day. Our forecast calls for a sunny day with our highs of around 57 tonight. Our overnight lows, 38. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with a high of 59, and tomorrow night around 39. Let's just quickly go through Sunday, sunny, 57, Monday, 56, mostly sunny, and New Year's Day, a high of 58. And we just look like we have mostly clear skies and no rain throughout the rest of the week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, we have a couple calls this morning, one of which is what's happening on Wall Street with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the red now after being positive this morning. And we have another whirlwind session in Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 90 points at 23,048. The S&P 500 has moved positive up 2 points at 2,490. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 30 points at 6,548. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, General Electric up 15 cents, trading at 743. Bank of America down a penny at 24.37. Chesapeake Energy off 3 cents at $2.18. Turning to local stocks of interest, AT&T up 24 cents at 28.38. Walmart positive 16 cents, trading at 91.75. PepsiCo down a penny at $109.46. Treasuries are strengthening with a yield on the 10-year note priced at 2.75%. And over to commodities, gold is down 50 cents at 1,280. Silver up 6 cents at 15.39 per ounce. And crude oil positive 14 cents at $44 a barrel. That's the wild market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, I have to ask.
The wild market.
Even for somebody as ignorant as I am about this, it seemed like the
bizarre.
The day after Christmas seemed a little weird.
Oh, I know. The whole thing. There's a lot of tax loss selling going on. The three most actively traded stocks have been most positive. You know, those are the ones that are being sold to tax loss because that's all we have with our portfolios are down. We need something around the corner when we're doing our taxes, not to pay taxes. So that's what's happening, too. Okay, well, you have a great day.
You too. Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year,
Dad.
Happy New Year.
We appreciate you so much. That's Susan Eastman, and she's
Wells Fargo advisor.
Yeah, she's been with us a long time, and we just love her energy and her expertise. She's great. And speaking of somebody else that we love to be in alignment with and that we partner with, that's Adamson's Peak Performance. And with us on the phone this morning, our fitness tip of Friday morning with the owner, Joe Adamson. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. And you've got the, you know what? You're the last call-in guest of 2018.
And then we're going to bring our bodies in there in 2019.
Our bodies will be on your premises.
Yeah. Well, good boy. What's on your mind? Tell us what's the tip.
Well,
what the tip is.
Two weeks ago, I shared three high impact strategies that people could employ for 2019. So I thought I'd continue with that theme and give you three more high impact strategies.
Okay, you have to standing closer to the to your phone there, Joe. You're going in and out.
There we go.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. So impact, the strategy number one is to utilize a structured nutrition program. You know, there's dozens of them out there. And if you're someone that wants to lose some body fat or lose some weight, you're going to get results much, much faster by employing a nutrition program along with your exercise than by just going to the gym. So study up on it. There's so many out there, but find a structured program that's really going to have a high impact. The second one is to set some goals. It's hard to, you know, hit a target if you don't have anything you're aiming at. So set two or three goals for the year in terms of the fitness that you want to achieve. Maybe you want to run a 5K or a 10K or a half marathon or a marathon. Maybe you want to bench press a certain amount of weight, et cetera. We have a program at our gym that we call the Perfect 10, where people check in 10 times each month and they win rewards and so forth, because we know that if someone gets to the gym 10 times, they're going to get better results. So maybe that's a goal, just get to the gym 10 times. But set two or three goals. You know, if you don't hit them, you know, that's okay. I had five for this year and I hit two of them, so I'll just keep working on the other three and so forth as I reset my set my goals. So set some goals. I think you're going to accomplish a lot more. And the third strategy is to eliminate caloric beverages. So let's say you don't want to do a structured nutrition program, but you want to have one really high impact thing that you can do nutritionally. So many people get way too many calories through the beverages that they drink, whether it's alcohol or fancy coffees or fruit juices, even milk and so forth. So if you eliminate caloric beverages or seek to eliminate them, maybe like with me, I'm not going to eliminate my coffee, for example. I'm still going to put cream in my coffee, but it's pretty easy for me to eliminate most of the other caloric beverages. So it's a simple strategy that could be painful, but that could really have a high impact. So those are three more things that your listeners can try for 2019 that could really make a difference.
Well, thank you, Joe. We really always really appreciate your input, and congratulations again on always having a wonderful anniversary, big 25 years, you and Kathy and the family. We'll see you in 2019. Best to you.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
See you next week.
All right, thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's get on to predictions.
Well, let's go on and introduce Ken Marie again. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Ken has taken the show for us several times when we've been gone, and but he does so many other things. Like today,
you managed to bring it back.
You know, the reason we were laughing when we came back in, because you know he was extolling us with stories of stalking, of how he was stalked and been stalked in his life, everywhere from Sears, which was funny.
It wasn't funny.
It's hilarious the way you're telling it. To Belize.
No,
that wasn't funny either.
Well, I thought the one
freaked him out.
I thought Belize was really funny.
Freaked him out.
In fact, and you were telling us right before we went on the air, and we're both sitting here just snorting.
You can't help that you're charming, Ken.
That's right.
To people are attracted to
people of all sexes.
Yes. Of all kinds. So there you go.
What's your prediction, Carl? Give me a prediction.
Give him. Okay.
Well,
so
you're
this
the guest,
segment,
you get
this
the first
whole,
prediction.
This whole, wait a minute. Let's just clear the air.
Okay.
Boo. All right. So Ken Murray, welcome to KCNR 1460.
Thank you, Linda.
And yes. you have three pages of legal pad handwritten. And so Carl has one. The fact that I didn't know about this, but I'm going to happily just sit by and listen to this wonderful the predictions you both think of what's going to be happening here in 2019. So let's start with the rest of the show is about that.
I tell you what, let's do an early break.
Okay.
And then that way we can just get into
that was my hand.
Right. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers,
thanks.
Sharon Clark. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, injury, surgery, she's there with her people, background, insured, bonded, they're trained. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers are the ones you want to come to your home. Free in-home consultations to make sure the program reaches where it's supposed to. Give her a call, 226-8350, or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:14 in the morning, 605-4567, with your predictions.
Resort and Casino. Purchase your New Year's Eve bash tickets now. This party kicks off December 31st at 7:30, featuring DJ Chris, mixing it up for headlining act Hill Street Band, performing dance music from the 70s to present day, so you can dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets $50 per person includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, including a delicious buffet, dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, at midnight, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino Hotel. No need to travel. Lots of fun giveaways and a chance to win a fabulous Baja cruise. This event sells out fast. Reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve bash, download the Wind River app, offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better at the river.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Walking after midnight, out in the moonlight. Just
welcome back.
Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR. Yeah, guess who this is? One of my favorite singers of all time, Patsy Cline.
You know what I'm thinking is that Jared, he really likes these old, you know, these kind of older songs. Yeah. He loves music, and he finds music, and it reaches across all genres because he likes music. and he finds good music from everywhere.
Speaking of somebody who reaches across all genres, is our guest our good morning?
There's a variety of reasons.
We have Mr. Ken Murray. I mean, first of all, just quickie, thank you so much, because when Carl first came back from Iraq, you had a show with Ray Roberts, and you used to bring Carl on your show when you first got back and asked him about, you know, what it was like in the Marines, with the Marines back in the time of, you know, Fallujah. And you guys were really a wonderful to him. So I personally want to thank you. That was a taste of how he got into radio, and he liked to kibitz back and forth with you. And since then, you've been wonderful to us, and we just thank you for your friendship.
I remember when I, on my own show without Ray, I had Carl fill in on me a few times.
I remember the very first time I did it, I had 6 pages of notes. I figured that would be enough for, you know, 45, 47 minutes. 6 pages of notes.
You're wrong.
I was wrong, because by the time the first break had finished, I was finished, all 6 pages. And I looked at the producer, and if you remember Aaron, I think it was Aaron, right, from back then. She went on to become the softball coach.
It wasn't Frosty?
No, it was, she went on to become she was like one of the main producers back then, and went on to become a softball coach over at Simpson. If I remember right. Anyway, she just looks at me, and we took more breaks that time. She would just throw stuff in there, because I'd say, well, I guess it's time for another break. Because every time I tried to get out of the way from the mic, it would follow me like a rifle. It was just as I was moving. There it was.
He was sweating.
And I was just like. Anyway.
All right. Let's start with predictions. I'll make my first prediction, and then it's your turn.
Okay.
Love it.
I predict that the Catholic Church will start down the path this year of allowing priests to marry.
Okay.
Well, that's a good one. I would think that that's a. I tend to agree with that. They have to do something.
Well, they stopped allowing priests to marry in the late 19th century. Before that, priests did marry, and I think they'll go back to it.
Good
one.
Yeah, I think it's a good one. All right. Here's mine.
Okay.
Stillwater will sell this year.
Oh, I think you're right. I mean, at least part of it.
Stillwater will sell this year.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Far, we're striking.
I think development fees will go up in the city of Reading this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, they have to. They're being subsidized now. But I think they will.
I predict that Costco will be built in 2019.
So do I, as will Bethel Church break ground.
As will Wind River in the next year. They will have all the permissions they need. Wind River will also be built.
Maybe not
during 2019, but in 2020. Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think it'll be built that fast.
No, I mean starting in 2020.
Maybe.
You think Costco's going to go in the designated area? Because we took a whole week of saying the pros and cons to the people who don't want it, and the reasons, and the people who do want it, and in the proposed area, you think it's going to move forward?
Well, absolutely, and I'll tell you. In fact, I'll tell you why it will move forward. Historically, the biggest source of income for the city government, the city of Reading, has been sales tax. 20 years ago, our sales tax per capita was 2.5 times the state average. Which is going to lead me to my next prediction. But that's no longer true. The tax measures the city has put on the ballot for sales tax are placed there because most of the sales tax in the community are paid, or a large percentage of the sales tax are paid by people who don't live in the city of Reading. So you jack up the sales tax in Reading 1 cent or half cent or whatever it is, and the money that flows in comes in large part from people who don't live in the city of Reading, because we are the shopping mecca for the North State, and so absent with declining sales taxes. On a per capita basis, we need to collect more because they're limited sources of revenue. And so it's in the city's best interest to capture as much sales tax by as much retail development as they can get. And that's That's why it's going to happen. I do predict, however, that the state of California will start the process of taxing internet sales in the coming year. I think they have to. You can't be shipping all this tax money or losing it
to
Amazon.com.
Local businesses here that are having to pay the people's taxes because they do. There's one business I can think I'm not going to mention, but they do hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in retail. But they can do more because what people do is they find, you know, the stuff they want in their catalog, and then they'll go someplace like Amazon. They'll buy it, and they don't have to pay tax on it. And when you get into big ticket items, or you get something that's $3,000-$4,000 worth of stuff, you've just saved yourself money. So there's no loyalty there. Even though they'll come into the shop and look at everything, see what they want, then they'll go online and buy it. I've seen people go, I didn't buy, and go to another place. Oh, I didn't buy ammo here because I can get. You can't do it anymore, of course, the new laws. But I went here and bought the same stuff, and it saved me $100. So I believe you're right. I think they're going to have to really take a look at taxing the internet.
Okay, next prediction.
All right. When we're talking about ammo, California will begin the process to outlaw semi-automatic rifles.
I agree.
They're going to want to take them.
I agree.
Okay.
I think that Larry Leaves will announce his retirement in the coming year. I'm not suggesting he'll retire in 2019, and I'm saying that I think he will announce he's going to retire.
Okay.
Sometime.
Okay.
Okay. That's not surprising, but that's a good one. That's a
prediction, by the way.
That's a
tuning in, these are
okay.
If you're just tuning in to KCNR 1460 on your dial or on your Apple phone, your phone, your any kind of listening device, your computer. These are predictions by Ken Murray and Carl Bott of what's going to be happening in 2019. So there you go. Next.
There will be numerous bankruptcies in cities in California because they're unable to keep up with the rising
pensions.
Cost of unfunded liabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely agree with you.
I'm sorry?
I agree with you.
Okay.
Let's see, it's on my list.
It's on your list.
It is on your list.
And what's
okay.
happening is that there's, you know, any type of change, that one change, that half a point, and the people that are just teetering right now, or cities that are teetering right now are going to go into bankruptcy. They've got to. They're not going to have any choice, and it's going to just get worse in the next few years.
And that leads me to one of my 25-year predictions, and that is that California state and municipal bonds will become worthless, as unfunded liabilities will overwhelm and municipal bankruptcies will spread. We need to find a new way to raise money and govern in the state, specifically in the state of California. We have the most screwed up tax laws of any state in the nation.
Well, George, I'm just going to add this. You know, how many people, you know, you just talk with your friends, your circle of friends, and we have like a friend that represents a circle or a couple of friends that represent a circle. So circles of friends that are buying or are moving out. Just a conversation yesterday, somebody bought a piece of property in another state because, you know, it's a plan then in the next 2 or 3 years to move from California, or people are moving from California. Texas is a big place they're moving to. Texas, Oregon, and Idaho. So I'm seeing it in our circles of friends that their circle of friends are moving. So it's a ripple.
Okay, I'm going to start getting into predictions for the tech industry.
Okay.
That I think I see coming, and some of them starting this year. 2019 will be the year of brain-computer interface. You're going to start seeing the brain being able to run prosthetic legs or limbs, and you will lead to the limbs, these prosthetic legs or limbs, being able to sense and feel because it'll be tied into your brain. In 2019, they've been working with this for years, but 2019, you're going to start seeing it happen.
Well, let's build on that. This
this year, 2018, a computer beat the best Go player in the world. Go is, you know, if you play with rocks, it's a,
it's an ancient Oriental game.
Very, right. Very complicated. But IBM's Watson beat it 10 years earlier than predicted. So,
robots will be in your home this year, and they will interface with you. They'll be able to make autonomous decisions.
Oh, yeah.
And they will be accepted almost like, you know, because of their looks. It could be like a pet. It could be, you know, but they're going to be in your home before the end of the year, and it's going to be normal.
Let's get to the good news.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Because of IBM's Watson, you can get legal advice on basic stuff.
I was just going to get to that. Okay. 2019 is the year that we're going to see lawyers, because robotics was just not about blue-collar workers.
That's right.
No, this is you're going to be able to get a divorce via the internet through an AI, artificial intelligence.
Well, already young lawyers coming out of law school are having trouble finding jobs, and I see a future with 90% fewer lawyers.
I have seen that one too. It's already happening. It's just the law is not just a crucial part of a stable democracy. It's also multi-million dollar business.
Right.
So what kind of impact will this have on our economy then?
Well, in terms of economy, we've got a new governor coming in California, Gavin Newsom, who has a lot of priorities, and I think one of the things that'll fall by the wayside to fund Gavin Newsom's other priorities, such as universal preschool, will be the bullet train.
You think the bullet train is going to happen?
I think Newsom is more interested in universal preschool than he is the bullet train, and they're going to run out of money.
Oh, so you think he's going to kill it?
I think he's going to slow track it.
Mm.
Because he's a very liberal, more liberal than Jerry Brown.
Oh, much more.
He's got to get money from someplace, and that's just a giant black hole. And that's Jerry Brown's private project anyway.
Mm.
Well, what about, okay, well, then let's talk about this one just a little bit. Do you predict that he's going to go for, we've got to take a break right now. But do you predict, and we'll wait for the other side, do you predict that he's going to go for single-payer health care? Wait till after the break. This portion of the show. Brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. I tell you what, Four Winds Jewelry is a place. If you didn't quite hit the home run, my friends, on Christmas, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go.
Anniversaries are coming up.
You know, anniversaries, that's right. Anniversaries are coming up. Boy, why did I just start sweating when that? I mean, I instantly started sweating when you said that. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I did. Look at this. It's just, I just soaked my shirt when you said that.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
So many people passed away this year. People in the celebrities and friends,
yeah.
Family passed this year.
I'll tell you what really blew me away was in Frank Strazzarino, just wow.
Frank Strazzarino, but he was just one of many. Lance Beck and son, Curtis Beck, both within a month of each other. This portion of the show brought to you by, you know what, this is probably today will be, we're going to go down and get a haircut. I've been, I don't know. Thinking about letting my hair grow into a
ponytail.
Into a ponytail. I'm thinking about it. I think I'm going to go down to our friends down
there. Match your pink hat for the women.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm going down to my friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. I'm going to roll in there this morning and get my haircut for the new year. Starting next year, you have to make reservations at the barbershop. That's how busy they are. Which is cool because, you know, you walk in there and sometimes you have to end up waiting for a while. But now with a reservation, you just walk in. We're here with Ken Murray, and we're doing our predictions for 2019 and further out.
Correct.
Okay, whose turn?
I'll take a turn.
All right.
I think stocks will go down 25% minimum in value in the coming year, maybe 33%.
Well, that's then you're talking recession.
Yeah.
So you think there'll be a recession starting in 2019?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because they're overpriced. We're broke as a nation. It's all foo-foo. They got to come down. We got to get our act together financially as a nation. We don't have it together right now. Your turn.
Regulation of social media. It started, and I think that people are starting to get a little wary. They're starting to see how powerful this social media is being held in the hands of three people, and that you're going to see people from both parties. And in Europe, they're already starting. In China, they're already starting. Well, China, they already have had it. But in Europe, they're starting, and you're going to start seeing it in the United States, that they're going to start looking at the amount of information that's pushed out, fake information, false information from both sides, from all over the world, plus the fact of other countries coming in here and loading up our internets and our social media sites with totally fake information. So I think they're going to take a look at how they can regulate social media. I think that'll start this year.
And I think that will lead within the next, I'm going to say 15 years, to a new constitutional convention in the United States. We're headed toward a multi-party system. There's no doubt in my mind about it. The traditional political parties are not representative of the people they allege to represent anymore. And I think we're going to fracture into three, maybe four political parties. And I think that a new constitutional convention, which has been proposed and adopted by a lot of states, will come to fruition in the next 15 years.
Well, then I will predict this, is that the idea of changing the Electoral College and the number of senators we have per state will not change. It will never be able to get it through.
That doesn't bother me at all.
No, I understand.
I don't think there's a problem there, but I still think there's going to be a new constitutional convention.
I think you're right. I think that both these parties are in trouble, and they're going further and further. They're burying themselves every day. They're digging themselves in deeper every day.
I agree.
Okay.
Your turn.
Okay. Well, I said that.
I've got more.
Okay, well, so do I.
You have pages.
Go.
Trump will be reelected. There's also a good chance he could be impeached. Nothing's going to happen from it. I mean, he's not going to be thrown out of office, but he will be. If he chooses to run again, he'll be reelected.
He could be assassinated also.
Whoa.
The level of discord in this nation is so high that I'm loath to predict anything having to do with Trump. I mean, he's such a jerk, personally. I mean, I love some of the things he's done, but he doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut or his ego under control, and that's his biggest problem.
And that's true, but it doesn't say just because he's 72 he can't grow into the job. I don't see anything.
Well, that's what Dianne Feinstein said, but I haven't seen him growing yet.
Well, it's only been 2 years. Maybe next year. Maybe in 2019 we will see Trump be able to start controlling his Twitter.
Mouth.
His Twitter storms.
I don't think it'll happen.
Anyway.
But that brings up one of my predictions.
Okay.
I think there will be a compromise on immigration reform in the coming year.
I agree. I hope.
May not be a wall, but there'll be a compromise.
Well, I hope that there will be a way that both sides can say this. Let's shut down the border however you want to do it. You know, you're going to say it's not a wall, but we can do it technically. We could have done it technically years ago if we had had the intestinal fortitude or the will of Congress to do this. We could have done that. We have the technology and we have the troops. We have the number of people that can do it. So maybe it will be a compromise that we have technology out along, that parts of it will be a wall, parts of it would just be technology, and the other part will be is that once we have done that, then we can actually get to some meaningful immigration reform.
I think somebody in California is going to address the homeless problem in the state by converting a mini storage complex to a homeless camp.
In the state of California,
That's interesting.
I think it'll happen.
Okay.
I think, I, you know, You can't have people living in tents all out in the wilderness someplace, and somebody is going to do that. I don't know who, I don't know when, but I think it's going to happen because they're cheap to erect, and they're overbuilt in some areas of the state.
Mm-hmm. So you have to add a lot of other things to it. But okay, that's good. I predict there's going to be radical changes in education in the state of California and then in the United States. The average attention span of our new centennials is 8 seconds. The average attention span in 2000, 12 seconds. They cannot figure, they cannot remember, they cannot, memorize things. However, and they think totally non-linearly.
Linearly. That's all right.
Total non-linearal. Wow. I never thought I was going to have a problem with that word.
Linear.
Their linear ability to think is gone. Okay. But they can multitask quickly. Mm-hmm. They can follow a number of different things, which then means that our education system now has to change to be able to bring the information to them in a way that they can comprehend and remember it. Things that we used to have to memorize, computers do it now. Their watches, their phones, their little iPads.
So they're not using their
not using that part
of their brain
to memorize things like we did. But we had to, because you had to memorize it because there's no other place to get it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that now. So now they're thinking in different ways. So now you've got to bring a new way of teaching our centennials. That will happen.
Maybe.
Not this year. But in the next 5 years.
Maybe.
I've got another one on education, too, but it's your turn.
All right. I think the birth rate will continue to decline in the United States as self-discovery and self-pleasure will be the defining feature of the 20 to 35-year-olds, coupled with a decline in desire to work.
Hmm.
Our birth rate is declining already. I think it will decline even faster because young people are deferring child raising to become self-actualized in some fashion, whatever that means.
Well,
go skiing than have a baby.
Oh, wait a minute. We're just going right past our break here.
What? Oh, my goodness. No. Okay, headline. Trump ultimatum. Fund wall or border shuts. We'll cut aid to Honduras, Guatemala. That's the top headline right now.
Well, you know what? It could be true, but is that a prediction?
Nope, that's headline.
That's a prediction. He says, fund wall, or I'm going to shut the border down, and we'll cut aid to Honduras and Guatemala. Then we'll see what happens to him.
That's a threat.
All right. Hey, we're here with Ken Murray. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back because I've got another thing about, I have other predictions about education and people's lifespans.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting.
Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up the 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Reading Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Reading Kia.
And as the marketing director for Reading Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Friday. I got my guys. I got a caller. We've got Ken Murray and Carl talking about predictions. And we had a caller that said that you called the president a certain name and wasn't happy about that. But okay, you know, it's your opinion.
This doesn't mean we all agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so there you
in
go.
In fact, you asked a question. Would we invite Trump over to our home for a party? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would love to do that. And I would just, you know what?
Play.
And here's the thing is we pull the Secret Service out and we let Ken and I could just see this. Ken Murray and Donald Trump rolling around in our living room, thumping each other in the sides.
And exchanging ideas.
Yes. My next prediction is that sometime in the next 25 years, World War III will erupt. And it'll erupt in either the Middle East because Israel attacks Iran, which I think is going to happen in the next 10 years, the other because Israel attacks Iran, or it'll happen in the seas south of China. And we're going to be in the middle of it.
Well,
and
South China Sea, you know, the South China Sea with the Chinese, and you've got, you know, there's a number of different forces just besides the United States. If you know, I just saw where Japan is building their first carrier.
Well,
and now think about this, a carrier. Now, a carrier is an offensive weapon.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a defensive weapon.
Right.
You can say anything you want. When the Chinese launched their first one, they were going for the South China Sea. We own the South China Sea. I say we, being the United States and its allies.
Correct.
Because we project sea power.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that through carriers
and
submarines. Well, now they've had their first one. They bought a Russian, the Chinese did, and that's out there. Now they're building their own. So it's just a matter of time till you see an entire fleet of Chinese ships out there. So it's very possible, you know, there's battles with the Philippines, there's battles with, you know, on who owns these islands out there, Vietnam,
Japan, Korea,
all these, this could be a touchy place.
Big hotspot.
Iran, just because Iran is what it is. Iran is the bully in the Middle East. Nobody likes them except themselves in the media for some reason. The Saudis are making deals with different groups of people. Anyway, okay, that's your prediction, huh?
Yeah.
I predict, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
That in the next decade, exams will go away in schools. Because they'll be able to track, ready for this? They'll be able to track the students from the time they start school all the way through their school, all the way through their education. And instead of giving exams, there'll be these tests during the final exams. There'll be testing all the way through. And that they won't need to have an exam to go to the next year.
You see, that's going to take a major change in California, which is way overdue, because California currently is one of the few states who doesn't track student performance all the way through school.
And they're going to need to do that. And the same thing when you go to the last, on this other one, is that your education is going to be lifelong. It's not going to be sometimes people want to just continue education, because people live longer, so much longer. Education will take longer as we move on.
Well, education will be lifelong, and it already is lifelong for those people who are curious.
Right.
People who are incurious, and, they don't care. They already know everything, and I see way too many of those. You know, they're about 14 years old.
You know, and
they know everything.
You know what? Here's the thing. Here's what AI is going to do. Artificial intelligence is going to do for it. Be able to be tracking like that. That's true. But it's also going to do things as simple as seating charts in a room. Mm-hmm. So the student will have the optimum chance of learning. Okay.
What else do you have over there? Predictions for 2019 for the world, for California, for the country.
Let me go out beyond, for next year, Chess Lake City will hire a new city manager. They tried to do it this year, but the guy, they didn't, they talked the guy who retired into staying.
Okay.
But he's on his way out.
Kind of big, lots of big changes for 2019.
I predict that PG&E will be broken into smaller organizations in the next year or two. PG&E is like California, it's too big, and they're having too many problems. And this is one of the ways they're going to handle it, is to bust PG&E into smaller units like they did Ma Bell down in the southeastern states.
And if that happens, it won't fix anything.
No, it won't, but it'll make people feel better. It's like a lot of the laws they do. Okay. But what it does, that means they have to hire more people, more jobs.
Okay, let's look out the next 10 or 15 years. I think TV will be three-dimensional without the need for special glasses. I think clothes will become self-cleaning.
Leading to
a decrease in washers and dryers and that whole manufacturing industry. Nanobots will be included in clothes, and they'll eat whatever you spill.
Okay, well, that's in the future.
I think it's within 15 years.
Okay. Well, who would have thought rayon would be, commonplace?
I think self-driving vehicles will replace school buses in the next 15 years.
I think you're going to see self-driving 18-wheelers on the road. I think you're going to see a big, generated electric 18-wheelers. And these 18-wheelers will be able to pull into warehouses outside cities, come in, and it will not be a person that handles any of this. In the next 5 years.
Can I ask you what you guys, if both of you think that the wall will be built?
Do I think a wall will be built?
Yeah, you're predicting. I'm asking if you think it will be.
Maybe a piece.
Okay.
The whole wall.
Well, I've said before, I think what's going to happen is there'll be a portion of the wall built, but I think the rest of it will be a wall, be a technological wall that Trump can say, okay, I said I'd build a wall. Okay, here's a big part of the wall. Mm-hmm. Here's a wall over here. And in between, it's not feasible. There's places it's not even feasible to build a wall, mm-hmm. but technology can serve as a wall. Because we can see a goose from 10 miles, a duck from 10 miles away with a camera and tell if it's a male or female. So, and we have drones.
Well, why can't you shoot it at 100 yards?
Well, I don't know. 100. Like, try 10. By the way, we saw turkeys in downtown Sacramento.
Yeah, we were.
And I almost tried to hit them with my father-in-law's car. I went for them.
Okay.
But, my prediction in 2019 is that I will get a turkey this year and a wild boar.
Okay.
I predict that I will get a turkey in the spring and a wild boar sometime here in 2019.
Okay.
And not hit that. I don't mean by hitting it with my truck.
We've got 1 minute.
1 minute.
Left.
You've got it. You've got it, Ken.
Let's end on a positive note. This is our last.
Yeah, not a war or anything.
Oh, really? I think we're on the verge of a cure for most cancers.
You know what? That was one of my predictions, too. I think we're right on.
We're close.
We've gotten to the point where they can attack it at the cell level. So I think you're right. We're going to hit a cure for cancer in the next 2 years. And it's going to be. It may be much of it here. HIV will be. They're looking at that to be able to make a vaccine so that will never be a disease again.
Well, Ken, we really appreciate that. And you know what? This is the best of. We're going to say this out loud that we're going to be running this show again on Monday because it's good content. It's the end of the year. and we just appreciate you so much. What better way to end this year with this show? And thank you so much.
All right. Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. Have a great.